Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. There have been a whole passel of developments in the technological world of late, which some folks might have missed. So today seems like a good time to catch up a bit on things that are either slipping under the radar currently or coming down the digital pike before long. Since we're not too far beyond April Fool's Day, let's begin with an April Fool's Day joke gone awry. It seems that a couple of morning DJs on the radio in the Fort Myers, Florida area told their listeners on April Fool's Day that there were reports that the local water supply contained large amounts of the chemical dihydrogen monoxide. This apparently caused a panic among the local population, who, you should pardon the expression, flooded the local water authority with panicked calls. This despite the fact that dihydrogen monoxide is simply two atoms of hydrogen and one of oxygen, what most of us know as H2O, or water. Nonetheless, the two DJs were suspended by the radio station, and local officials may be contemplating filing a criminal complaint against the two for creating, quote, a false water quality issue, end quote. Leaving aside the sense of humor of the station management and local officials, this episode points out why it's so important for us to have at least a basic understanding of science and technology. Over 50% of the bills in Congress affect one or the other, and one can be forgiven for wondering how we're supposed to govern ourselves, whether at town meeting or through federal elections, when many of us apparently can't recognize the formula for water. Our hope is that the Electronic Cottage has been at least a tiny drop into the knowledge pool for our listeners. Speaking of Congress, hearings are underway in the House of Representatives on the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act once again. But you'd never know it, or at least you'd never know what's being said in those hearings before the House Intelligence Committee, because the hearings are secret. Why? Because, according to a committee spokesperson, quote, sometimes they'll need to bounce into classified information and go closed for a period of time to talk, end quote. In other words, because the committee may have to occasionally mention classified information, and because it's too much trouble in their view to, as is usually done in Congress, clear the hearing room while such matters are discussed, the committee decided it would just be more convenient for them to make the whole process secret. Democracy in action. Why should this matter to us? Well, aside from us thinking that secret hearings may not be in the spirit of a self-governing, informed citizenry, this act, known by its initials as CISPA, is a, quote, privacy killer, according to every civil liberties group in the country that's commented on it. And even a member of the House, Jared Polis, when the bill came up in the last Congress, said that it would, quote, waive every single privacy law ever enacted, end quote. Basically, the bill would remove essentially all barriers from private companies sharing information about you with the government. Facebook, Google, your cell phone provider, essentially any business through which you communicate online, would be able to hand over any information they wanted about you to the government for any reason without a warrant, and these companies would be held harmless. In other words, you couldn't sue or do anything else, though if the legislation doesn't manage to nullify the First Amendment, you could still complain. Of course, if your complaint was made online or over a phone, that could be handed over to the government as well. The justification for such information sharing? It, quote, might help find terrorists. Believe it or not, this bill passed the House last session but died in the Senate. We'll see what happens this time. It might be a good idea to keep an eye, since we can't keep an ear, on what comes out of these secret hearings. There are, of course, all sorts of technologies that are supposedly going to help prevent, quote, terrorism as well. Cameras are everywhere. Coupled with face recognition software, they could make it possible to tell where we are, where we've been, and where we're going, even if we never type on a computer or make a cell phone call. We mentioned on a previous program that some Japanese researchers had designed some not very fashionable glasses that would prevent cameras from capturing an image of a person's face accurately. And now, with a sky filled with drones on the horizon, drones that can be equipped with infrared cameras to spot people at night even, inventors have stepped in again, this time to create some fashion gear that will protect the wearer from being seen by infrared sensors on drones. There is a hoodie version, a scarf, and even a burqa versions to this so-called, quote, stealth gear. They're made of a fabric that prevents body heat or cell phone signals from being seen by drones with infrared sensors. These privacy protection garments are currently very expensive, but they do point to a desire on the part of some folks to preserve what little privacy they have left in this age of privacy-deleting technology. Technology, of course, can cut both ways. At the same time that private citizens are bemoaning the loss of personal privacy, the Drug Enforcement Agency, or DEA, is complaining that technology is providing at least some people with too much privacy. It seems that the DEA has not been able to break the encryption used in Apple's iMessage chat service. If you use this service with someone else who has an iPhone and is also using it, the DEA can't intercept what you're talking about. And this drives them crazy, since, as a federal law enforcement agency, they can, and probably do, listen in on just about any other type of communication that they choose to. This came to light when CNET got hold of an internal DEA memo complaining about the Apple encryption. These days, it seems that government wants to be able to know everything about citizens and have citizens know very little about government, even resorting to secret hearings about bills that will essentially change the lives of us all in very profound ways. So it seems like it's in our best interest to understand science and technology as best we can, lest we wind up panicking when someone says that our water supply is filled with water. And to do our best to use technology to protect ourselves as best we can from those who want to know everything about us and want us to know little or nothing about them. Historically, that imbalance of power has never led to good. We still have a couple of weeks until the Electronic Cottage goes on hiatus beginning May 2nd, so we can all hear some of the great short features from WERU's first quarter century on Thursday mornings. But until then, we'll keep on trying to puzzle out who wants to know what about us, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.